You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of your SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Today's show comes to you on Monday, November 16th, one day after a terrific victory for your New York Giants over the Philadelphia Eagles. First Giants victory over Philadelphia in 9 tries dating back to 2016. In fact, first victory over the Eagles or Dallas Cowboys in 15 tries dating back to 2016. So, great day for Giants fans to celebrate their good fortune. Great day to celebrate now being part of the NFC East picture in terms of the division title race. Great day to finally celebrate, finally be able to discuss a victory over the arch rival Eagles. We'll do a couple of things today. We'll go through some things I think about your New York Giants as they hit their 2021 NFL bye week. We will also, a little bit later on after our break, we'll play for you some audio from Joe Judge, Daniel Jones, Wayne Gallman, and Jabril Peppers reacting to Sunday's victory and to where the Giants find themselves after 10 weeks of the 2020 NFL season. First of all, let's talk about the one thing that Joe Judge has discussed week in and week out all season long, and that is the idea of improvement, the idea that the Giants have been getting better. We've talked about that a lot at Big Blue View, and the fact of the matter is now at this point, after 2 straight victories, after going 3-2 in their last 5 games, after an 0-5 start, although yes, 2 of those victories were against the Washington football team, I know, and everybody downplays those, but they are victories over a division rival NFC team, over an NFL team. I mean, the Washington football team is not a high school football team. It's not a junior college team. It is an NFL team that has won a couple of games this year. So those victories count. And it's clear that your New York Giants are an improving football team. The record tells you that, 3-2 over the last 5 games. The fact that they've got 3 victories in the division this year tells you that. And so do, you know, many of the corresponding numbers tell you that. The fact that after losing so many close games, after blowing a bunch of double-digit leads this year, the fact that defensively they have closed out games in back-to-back weeks against the Eagles and the week before that against the Washington football team tells you that they are improving, they are learning, they are figuring things out as they go along here through the 2020 NFL season with a new head coach, with an entirely new coaching staff, lots of new players. They are figuring out how to get things done. The fact that that on offense they have scored more points recently, you know, than they had in the first stretch of the season in what are now five straight games, actually six straight games, the Giants have scored 20 or more points after failing to score 20 points in their first four games. They have managed to do so in all of their last six games. So that tells you that offensively, they are figuring things out. They are playing better football. Daniel Jones has played two straight turnover-free football games. Now, does this mean that he's on his way to being an all-pro caliber quarterback? No, it doesn't. Does this mean that he's absolutely never going to play a bad football game again, that he's never going to make a boneheaded mistake again? No, it doesn't. I mean, watch any NFL game. You see Russell Wilson, who's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, have bad days. He had a bad day on Sunday. You see all quarterbacks make boneheaded mistakes on occasion. It happens when you have the football in your hand on every single play. You're going to turn it over sometimes. You're going to make a bad play. You're going to fumble it on occasion. The idea is to play really good, really clean football a lot more often than you play, you know, turnover-filled football or make mistakes that cost your team games. And over the last couple of weeks, Jones has shown the ability to learn, to understand when to be aggressive, to understand, you know, when to play it safe. It's been a really, really good sign to see the development from Jones over the last couple of weeks. So yes, Daniel Jones is getting better. The Giants running game is also getting better. Wayne Gallman has been playing well. Alfred Morris has been giving the Giants more than they could have anticipated when they signed him to the practice squad a few weeks ago. The Giants' run blocking has improved significantly. Jason Garrett and the Giants have really begun to figure out what works for them in the running game and what doesn't work for them. Joe Judge said on Sunday evening that the Giants have really begun to find their identity as a running team. And that's true. I mean, the Giants have now run, you know, with Daniel Jones providing a lot of that spark, you know, with the zone read kind of stuff. The Giants have run for more than 100 yards in five straight games and six out of their last seven, which means that their offense has balance, which means that they're able to get yardage without putting all of the pressure on the offensive line to pass block for Jones. And that's been a huge, huge key to the success of the Giants in recent weeks. Another thing that I wanted to talk about in terms of things that I think is that, yes, as much as you kind of shake your head at it, as much as you don't want to believe it, yes, the 3-7 Giants are a real NFC East contender at this point. They have as many victories as the Philadelphia Eagles with six games to play. I look at the Giants' schedule. They have, they have a schedule that includes the Bengals, Seahawks, Cardinals, Browns, Ravens, and Cowboys. I look at that schedule. A couple of weeks ago, I might have said, you know, you chalk up the Seahawks and Ravens as losses, and then you hope to win a couple of the other games and see how it goes. You're right now, the way the Giants are playing, with the way that the Seahawks and Ravens have shown to be beatable in recent weeks, I look at the Giants' overall schedule and I think, why can't they go 4-2 over the last 6 weeks? Why can't they get to seven victories, you know, by the end of the season? And the way the Eagles are playing right now, you wonder if the Eagles, with a stretch coming up that includes Browns, Seahawks, Packers, Saints, and Cardinals, the next 5 weeks, you wonder if the Eagles can get to seven victories this season. I just don't know. I mean, after the final 2 weeks, Philadelphia has Dallas and the Washington football team. So a couple of NFC East games to finish out the year. But you watch the Eagles play yesterday, and they certainly don't look like a team that's going to go on a run here and win a whole bunch of games over what'll be their final 7 weeks since they've already had their bye. So, you know, it's still unlikely. Chances are the Giants aren't going to win the division. Chances are that Philly, which has gotten somewhat healthier, you know, over the past couple of weeks, chances are the Eagles are going to right the ship enough to win the NFC East. But sure, there's an opportunity for the Giants to win enough games to become NFC East champion. You wouldn't have seen that coming when they were 0-5, but they're 3-2 in the last few games. And you know, as we said, they're getting better, and they just beat the Eagles. So sure, they have an opportunity, and we'll see how that goes. The last thing I want to address before I get to the audio that I want to play for you of Joe Judge and several of the Giants players is the idea of the NFL draft coming up next spring. I know there are people out there who are bummed by the fact that a couple of weeks ago the Giants had the number 2 overall pick, and now, according to Tankathon, which tracks the draft order, the Giants are sitting at the number 8 pick. They could slide even farther into the middle of the pack, you know, if they continue to win some games. And that bothers some people, and I really don't understand it. I mean, look, if your team is improving, if your team is winning more games, if your team is moving from having a really, really high draft pick year after year after year toward the middle of the pack, and then eventually, hopefully, toward the back of the pack, you should be happy about that, because that means that they're picking the right players. That means that they're bringing in the right players. They're bringing in the right coaches. It means that they're getting better, which is the point. To win games is the point. You should be happy to see that progress. And when it comes to the draft, you know, we should know from past history, teams don't always get the first and second picks right. There are many, many, many occasions when, you know, great players can be found later in the draft, in the middle of the first round, late in the top 10, late in the first round, in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth round. I mean, obviously your chances of finding a great player decrease as you get later and later into the draft. But when you scout well, when you know what you need, when you know why you want a player, when you know how you're going to use certain players if you bring them into your program, if you understand those things, then you can draft well no matter where you are in the draft. The idea is to draft well, to draft good players that can help you no matter where you are in the draft. And if you do that, then your position in the draft, whether it's fourth or 19th or whatever it is, doesn't really matter, because there are good players out there to be found, you know, in all through the draft. You just have to do a good job of identifying them and pick the right players when your opportunity to select comes along. All right, Giants fans, let's do this. Let's take a quick break here for a word from our sponsors at SB Nation. When we come back, I'll play for you some audio of Joe Judge and various Giants players reacting after Sunday's victory over the Eagles.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
All right, Giants fans, we're back here on the Valentine's Views podcast. Thank you for sticking with us. We've been discussing the Giants' victory on Sunday over the Philadelphia Eagles, first in 9 tries. I promised you guys before the break that we'd play some audio from head coach Joe Judge and several of the Giants players who spoke to the media via Zoom after Sunday's victory. So let's get to some of that right now. First up is head coach Joe Judge talking about improvement, talking about Daniel Jones, and talking about the Giants running game.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that if you think you're going to watch the clock tick down and it's just going to run out in your favor, you're going to be really wrong against the Eagles. They can score points at any point. Look, obviously in the first game they scored a lot down the late stretch of the game, the last 5 minutes. We couldn't sit back today and in any way, shape, or form think that we hadn't scored enough points. The emphasis was to keep scoring, to keep playing, play the entire game on through. It's always the emphasis, but with these guys we knew it had to be, you know, very driven towards getting points on as many drives as we can. Look, Daniel made a lot of big-time throws today. We had a lot of receivers make big-time catches, you know, contested catches in traffic. We've got a lot of guys making tough plays right now down the field. We're always coaching and playing with an aggressive mentality. So in terms of having a lead, the lead really doesn't mean anything to us, to be honest with you, other than just knowing how some other team may play something situationally. But we knew it was going to be a 60-minute game, so we're going to stay aggressive throughout the entire thing. Daniel made some big-time throws today. I didn't learn anything new about Daniel today. You know, I've known that the entire time working with him, and I think we all have internally. And that's why the team has so much confidence in Daniel, and that's why he is our quarterback. You know, we're going to play aggressive with Daniel. And he's done a heck of a job of making the plays when we need it and, you know, making better decisions as we go on throughout the season. This guy's a young player who's developing. He's learning a lot every week. You can see his improvement week to week. Sometimes there's something you want to get off the tape, and he understands that. We correct that in practice, work it hard. But there's a lot of games he's played where maybe there's a blemish that takes away from the 99% of the really good football he's played. But Daniel continues to really be an improving player. He's a tough dude. He's a really tough dude, mentally tough and physically tough. And that, you know, that really spreads throughout our entire team. And when he steps in that huddle, you know, there's 10 guys looking at him knowing that he's going to be the one to give him the answer to what the problem may be on the field. Yeah, I think it all starts up front with the line. And these guys have been doing a really good job of blocking, you know, run blocking, pass blocking. We've improved every week. You know, I've been kind of telling that guys in every press conference that we've had. You guys keep asking about, you know, what do we see or what's going on. I see a lot of improvement across the board. And you talk about the run game, I think we've really found our identity in terms of what we are as a team. That doesn't pigeonhole us that we can't do things outside of what we've already ran. We'll keep expanding on that and growing as a team within the playbook, within the game plans. But I think it all starts up front. We've got runners that run the ball hard. You know, the passing game helps keep them honest. You know, Daniel being able to pull the ball and run the ball, you know, out the back gate. You know, kind of keeps them honest with some of the fast flow they can have to the ball with the running back. But to me, it all starts up front with the offensive line. Those guys have done a really good job of just coming off the ball, playing a physical style of football and finishing blocks.
All right, Giants fans, we're back here on the Valentine's Views podcast. Thank you for sticking with us. We've been discussing the Giants' victory on Sunday over the Philadelphia Eagles, first in 9 tries. I promised you guys before the break that we'd play some audio from head coach Joe Judge and several of the Giants players who spoke to the media via Zoom after Sunday's victory. So let's get to some of that right now. First up is head coach Joe Judge talking about improvement, talking about Daniel Jones, and talking about the Giants running game. Here is quarterback Daniel Jones on the offense and on playing a second straight turnover-free game.
Daniel, in the third quarter when the Eagles come out and score and you guys answer them immediately, can you walk us through that drive and just your confidence level that at that moment that you were going to deliver in order to give your team this much needed win?
Yeah, I think that was, we were confident in what we were doing all day. You know, I think, from an offensive standpoint, we felt like we were moving the ball and executing. The Eagles came out, fast and scored. And then, being able to answer there was big for us. And then, the defense, bowed up and played huge down the stretch. So a lot of credit to those guys and how they played. But offensively, we felt like we were executing. And, it was up to us to keep drives going, to execute and keep the ball going forward.
I know you hear about it all the time, and we sit here and we pepper you about it every week, right, about the turnovers. What does it mean to you to have two straight games with no turnovers?
I think that certainly gives us a better chance to win games and something I've been focusing on. We did a great job executing and Coach Garrett called a great game and it's up to me to understand where to take risks and not to take risks. So, I think certainly, feels good to not turn the ball over and got to keep building on it, keep growing. And that certainly helps our chances to win.
Here is running back Wayne Gallman talking about his recent solid performance and about being part of two straight Giants victories.
Hey, Wayne, I'm just wondering, what have these last few weeks been like for you? You're getting probably more of an opportunity to show what you can do than you have in a few years, and you're obviously scoring touchdowns and playing some of your best football. Like, what has this meant to you, getting this opportunity and this coaching staff believing in you the way that they have?
Just really going out there and being myself and just showing who Wayne Gallman is, and just trying to do what's best for this team, capitalize on all my opportunities and just don't try to do too much for play, but just make the play first.
Wayne, after having so many games that have come down to the wire and not being able to seal the deal, how good does it feel to be able to put two games back to back where you guys were able to win it at the end, hold the other team off? And how good of a feeling is it to go into the bye week on that kind of momentum?
Man, I can't tell you how good it feels just to come into the locker room and dance a little bit, But we just got to keep the main thing. All the guys are focused on, this bye, getting the bodies back. But we're 1-0 in our minds. And, next week, just go into it. Plans to be 1-0 again. So we're just keeping the main thing, coming back to work, working hard, and just staying together as a team.
Here's safety Jabril Peppers on the idea that the 3-7 Giants are getting better.
Jabril, what does it feel like to be a contender here, heading into the end of November?
Man, we're just taking it one game at a time. Like I told y'all last week, we know we're a pretty good football team. It's just about coming out here and executing it on game days. So, we're going to enjoy this bye week, rest our bodies, get some guys back, prepare for this 6-game stretch.
Jabril, you said before that you're a good football team. Obviously, putting together a couple of wins in a row shows that you might be right. Do you feel like you guys are starting to finally show what this team really is?
We're taking steps. We still have a long way to go, but we're definitely taking steps. I definitely believe that we're a better team today than we were 3 weeks ago. That show, 3 weeks ago, we lost this game, in the final minutes, and now we found a way to hang on. So, you just build off that, man, and keep executing, keep getting 1% better day in and day out.
Giants fans, that's our show for today. We thank you, as always, for listening. We encourage you to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio, which includes my show, which includes the Chris and Joe show, two shows by Nick Filato, on all of your favorite podcast applications. Please remember to check us out on Instagram, check us out on Facebook, follow @BigBlueView on Twitter. Join the community on our website if you haven't done that already so that you can comment, chat with other New York Giants fans. As always, we thank you for your support, and we remind you to stay safe and take care of each other. All right, bye-bye now.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.